So there it is, from start to finish, we have heard it once again. A thumbnail sketch of the Christmas message. And if there is one time of the year, we would not want to miss the forest for the trees. It's Christmas. Around the world, churches are full and ears open. The traditional trees of Christmas surround us. Beautiful music, carol upon carol, all the sights, sounds, smells that we have come to love. Against this backdrop, once again tonight, God's Word invites us to step back and see the forest as well as the trees. To hear once again some of the key passages of Scripture that take us from deep in the history of God's people to the birth of the Savior. We heard from the prophets Isaiah and Micah that the Savior would come from among the descendants of Jacob, also called Israel. We heard the who, when, and where of the Savior, especially that he would be a son from the house of King David. And we heard that this Savior would be born in Bethlehem. Then we heard from the New Testament of the fulfillment of those ancient promises that the Savior, the very Son of God, the actual Word of God, who is eternal with God, who is God, who himself is God, this Savior was born into the world in Bethlehem, so that he could give his life in exchange for our life, as payment for our sin, which has disqualified us both here and forever from the blessed life our Creator intended for all of us. And we heard a profound commentary on the birth of Christ from St. Paul, who proclaimed to us that God sent his Son into the world to be a payment for our sins, so that we might live through him, and that Christ appeared to bring salvation for all people. Such is the biblical narrative of Christmas, as we have heard it again tonight. And it is really, really very simple. Christmas is all about God's gift to you. The concrete, flesh and blood, real life gift of his Son, born into this world as Jesus of Nazareth, so that he could walk in our shoes and live in our skin and experience what we experience, and because he is God, could then redeem fallen humanity, redeemed us from the curse of sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. Christmas is all about God's gift of hope for beyond this life. Hope for you. Hope for a never-ending, perfect, blissful existence with him, just as he intended it from the beginning for his creation. No matter how far you have wandered, no matter how buried the gospel message has become under the other priorities in your life, no matter how bittersweet tonight's celebration might be for you because of sad memories or the sorrows you have experienced this year, God's simple good news of the gospel remains for you tonight. That a Savior has been born for you. That his name is Christ the Lord. And that he took all the baggage and guilt of your life unto himself, and paid for it at the cross where he died for your sins. And in exchange, he gives you his holiness and innocence, his righteousness and adoption as sons and daughters, his promise that you will follow after him in his resurrection from the grave and ascension into heaven. And this gift of hope does not depend in any way on your earning it. It's God's pure and free gift for you and for all people, just for believing, for the believing. Promise of old, giving in Bethlehem, paid for on the cross, and unwrapped for you tonight. This gift was first given in Bethlehem. But God didn't stop giving his gifts there. And his giving to you doesn't end with tonight. Rather, everything we have heard this evening, and so much more, together with all the life-changing reality it brings, all this is available to you constantly in the fellowship of the Holy Christian Church. Love, forgiveness, grace, mercy, peace, hope, acceptance, redemption, and salvation. It's all God's gift to you for the sake of Christ Jesus. Every time you hear and receive God's word in faith and join in the communion of all believers. So this is why joy to the world crowns the silent night. Not only because a Savior was born, but because the Savior is born. Born into your heart again tonight by the gospel. Born into your heart for your salvation. And the gifts that your Savior brings, he will keep offering to you in the communion of his church, in this very place, until he comes again. A Savior was born, and the Savior is born. A Savior was born, and the Savior is born. This is how God loves you, from start to finish. In his name, amen.